Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Tahira? This is Valeria calling from Family First Care.
Yes. Hi. I just spoke with someone on the other line for your company because I'm calling referencing my participant, Joyous Corniter.
Correct. Yes. I'm calling in regard to that client.
Right. So I'm trying to get an understanding of what's going on here. She was her services were been pushed out even though she was filing an appeal because she requested 60 hours. They only approved her for 48, and they denied her 12. But her aide has still been getting paid. She's telling me that the aide has not been paid yet and that you guys have not have an answer for her. And when I just called to speak with the coordinator who called me at the beginning to confirm the hours, now she's saying she doesn't have an answer. And, you know, that's not how that usually works. And I know if you guys spoke with insurance, once this issue came about, you guys should have an answer for her by now. So can you tell me what's going on?
Sure, definitely. I spoke with the client this morning early regarding the caregiver's pay because the thing is that the caregiver is clocking in on properly, but he's not compliant at this point with the EBB because he's clocking in on from anywhere but not from patient's location. So we need to confirm with you if this client is a homeless and get your approvals about the clocks from the caregiver so we can process those fees.
Okay, so the address
home care services and the caregiver is supposed to clock in and out from patient address, but the clock came from anywhere, not from patient address. So we need your approval if we can process those clocks, that EBB.
So what is the address that they're clocking in and out from?
From any place. The patient stated that she stayed at caregiver's home.
So she doesn't stay at 5519 Westford Road?
No.
So what is the address?
We have that address, but the caregiver, the clock came from different address, from different location.
Right. So can you tell me can you tell me the address that you have? What address is it that they're clocking it out from?
There's several addresses. Let me check. This one, 2, 3. This was on the 7th. Let me check another visit. So I can let you know this address. Okay, most of them came from caregiver's address. 2300 Alfred Drive, Apartment D, Lance Downey, 19050.
I cannot approve that. I can't approve anything until I speak with a supervisor first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to speak with a supervisor. I'm going to also talk to Ms. Corniture and figure out what's going on. Is he clocking in from the HHA Exchange app or from his phone?
From HHA Exchange app, from his phone. Yeah, from caregiver's phone.
Okay, so once y'all get the address out, y'all have to still pay him, though he's clocking in and out, correct?
He's plugging in out, but you know, this is home care services. The clothes should be from patient address. That's the thing. He's doing well. The caregiver is doing well, and the caregiver and the patient confirmed he's working, but you know.
Okay. All right. Let me give you guys a call back. I'm going to talk to the supervisor.
Okay. You can call me to this number.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you to you. Bye-bye.